Now, there is a real story to the walnut. I had been eating walnuts, sitting at home and breaking them two in my hand like my grandfather used to do. You'd take two, crush them in your hand, and one would break. And I was looking at it. And I wanted to write about the walnut because I was writing these series of poems. And I had struggled with it that night after drinking a glass of wine and thinking about the walnut. And I couldn't do anything. Nothing was coming out. I put it away. I graded some papers, went to sleep, and on my drive up to school, because it's about an hour commute when I live down on the coast, I started thinking about the walnut. I was listening to National Public Radio, but I was thinking about the walnut. I was thinking about what it looked like, thinking about its shell, thinking about my grandfather. Originally thought I would start writing about my grandfather breaking walnuts for me under the apple tree. He was from Faicchio, a town in the mountains outside of Naples. I was thinking all these things. I ended up at school. I went to class. I taught my class, met with some students, and finally I sat down and I just wrote on a piece of paper, "Consider the walnut." And all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened, but I was writing about the walnut and how it looked like a brain and something that happened to me well over 20 years ago, 24 years ago to be exact. A colleague of mine's daughter died of brain cancer, and then the whole thing came out. And it's in reversed indentation. Each stanza is like a little story, so it hangs there like a little story beginning with "consider the walnut" or "consider," which is the first three words I wrote on my journal in my office after classes, after meeting with students. And I still don't know where the idea of the remembering what happened to my colleague came out, but I used to have coffee with my colleague, and it was a tough time for him. And I remember that clearly, but the poem came out, works very well. When I read it, it elicits quite a response from people, obviously. Although the poet William Meredith, before he died, I knew William a little bit, and he read the poem. I gave him the poem through another person, and he loved the poem, but he didn't like the ending. But I like the ending, and I think the ending works. So you might want to consider that the poet William Meredith, who was a poet laureate, loved the poem, but had trouble, he said, with the ending. And I never got to talk to him or about it. Of course, he had had a serious stroke, but I had met him a couple of times and could talk with him fairly well. I never knew why he didn't like the ending. And I wonder about it, but I can't envision any other ending to the poem.